Well, good morning. Good morning. I'm having a good morning. I don't know what happened. Except for I do have two flies in the studio here chasing around the microphone. And that drives me a little buggy, but what the heck. We'll get rid of them somehow, or we'll ignore them. How's that sound? I hope you're having a great day. I'm Glenn Coble, and this is On the Air, the name of the show. And not only that, but we are on the air, and we're going to have the next couple of hours. I decided, because you guys had so much fun last week on Family Feud, we're going to do it again today. And not only that, but I can be lazy then. I don't have to work very much. All I have to do is pull up my list of 250 questions that I should ask and ask you. And last week, we must have had 30 calls of people wanting to answer the questions. And some of them were fun. I'm trying to find the fun questions, not the ones that'll make you sick. There are some in here that'll make you sick to your stomach. Anyway, I'm trying to avoid those, and there are some. And I'm trying to also avoid the ones that I see the answers are way out there, because it's no fun if you can't answer. Like last week when we had the question, what color of water you don't want to see in your toilet when you go in there. I really thought number 6, which was the last one that they had, pink, was nobody'd get that. Well, they did get that. And I went home and my wife said, why wouldn't you why wouldn't you understand that? And I looked at her and she said, oh, you're not a woman. I'm sorry. I didn't even think that way. So anyway, that was a little bit more than I really needed to tell you, but anyway, let's start one out. What do you say? You're ready to do a little family feuding today? We won't feud too badly. We're friendly folks, right? This one I thought was interesting, and probably there'll be lots of easy answers in this one. Name a professional sport where the players make a lot of money. A professional sport where the players make a lot of money. And if you're interested in playing this game, it's easy. All you do is call 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. If you got an answer for name a professional sport where players make a lot of money, give us a holler. And, you know, last week, I had a whole bunch of other questions that I pulled out because just trivia questions, because I wanted to have something as a backup, because I didn't figure we'd have very many people call in on the Family Feud, but they did. So let's get going. Oh, what a beautiful day outside. What are you going to do this weekend? Oh, we got a call already. Can you believe that? Everybody's wide awake and ready to go. Let me see if I can find the phone. Here we go. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you? Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Baseball.
Baseball, you got it. That was no doubt at all. I knew that would come.
But they make the most money.
Well, it's not number one, though, in the answers that people gave. It's number two.
Really?
Absolutely, baseball. Can you imagine people make it? I was listening today, or yesterday, to the Cubs game, and they were talking about a pitcher who had been up and down three and two, I think, and had just been pulled up to the majors, and he was making $500,000 a year. He had never been in the major before. It was his first game, and he was making $500,000 a year.
Oh, that's unreal, but some of them make $50 million a year, you know?
Yeah, the guy that was playing shortstop yesterday, and I can't remember his name, he made $341 million for 10 years.
Yeah. But they do play a lot more games than the other sports.
Yeah, they do.
But it's an easier game to play, too.
Well, physically it is. Mentally, it's a tough game.
But you can't play as many football games as
right.
Baseball games and still get around.
Yeah, and a lot of, I'm suffering from that right now. I played high school and college football, and every joint in my body aches. But my son is an All-American baseball player and was recruited. Well, he went down and tried out for the Reds, and one of his friends made it, and he made, and he played for the pitchers. I mean, played for the Yankees. He was a pitcher. He played three games. He won one, he lost one, and a no decision on the third one, and he made a third of $1 million just for that season.
The guy I graduated with, he made it into the minors.
Yeah.
Never made it into the majors.
They don't make big money in the minors.
No. No. I don't know how much he made, but to make it in the minors, though, it was a pretty big deal, though.
Oh, absolutely. We were hoping that my son would have made it in the minors, but did not. And so, therefore, Grandpa and Grandma are still poor.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot. Good answer.
Thanks, man.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. The answer he gave us was absolutely correct. It's listed as the number two answer on these questionnaires. Now, these questionnaires are ranked in order of the number that people voted for them, okay? So, baseball, absolutely. Baseball is number two. It got 24 of the votes. The number one answer got 29, and the number three answer got 24, and then it drops off. We have six answers that you can give on that one. Name a professional sport where the players make a lot of money. You know what? I'm surprised. One of them I look for is not on here. We'll talk about that later. Let's go to the phone. What do you say? If I can find the
switch, we'll go to the phone. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about the NBA basketball?
Basketball is number three, absolutely. And there are 24 people on this survey that agree with you. They do make pretty good money. I had, when I was in athletics, I was assistant athletic director at DePaul University, and we had a kid.
Yeah.
We had a kid. Now, mind you, this is back in 1980, 81 maybe. Mark Aguirre was our basketball player, and he was the number one draft choice that year.
And he, that's cool.
And he made $400,000 just by being drafted, and that was back in 1980.
So, yeah. They make a lot.
Oh, yeah. And he came to me. He said, "Mr. Coble, should I go out early or should I stay?" I said, "Well, you can always come back and get your degree, but you can't always get drafted. So go."
Yeah.
He went, and he did come back and get his degree.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it was a good thing. Yeah. Well, thank you. You're absolutely right. Basketball is number three. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. NBA, the basketball folks, they make a lot of money. I played when I was at DePaul. I used to play racquetball with I'm terrible with names. I'm sorry about that. But anyway, he was a 7-foot center for the Chicago Bulls, and he was so proud of himself. He had arranged. Now, mind you, he was a player back in the 70s, mainly in the 70s. Tom Borwinkle is his name, and Tom. He was so proud of himself because he had set himself up to the year 2000. Now, he was my age, he had set himself up with $30,000 a year. That's not even a living wage anymore. Oh, well. All right, let's go back to the phone. We got lots of people calling today already. What do you say?
Hi, you're on the phone. How can we help you?
Football is number one, Bob. You hit it on the nose. 29 people agreed with you. That is the number one answer, football. Hey, thanks a lot, Bob. You're a winner today. All right, bye-bye.
Okay,
Bob hit it on the nose. He got it, football. Football is the number one answer. Now, I wish I had some really good quotes or stories to tell you about my football players, but I was at OU for a long time. We didn't have a whole lot of really good ones. All right, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. All right, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Football.
Yeah, we just got that answer. You missed it because of the time delay. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Very good, though. That was number one.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling
okay.
in. Yeah, we do have apparently the time delay has gotten longer, like 40 seconds instead of 30, and so we're missing a few of these calls that call in really fast. But Keep calling. We love it. It's just fun. We're just having fun. Gives you a chance to get on the radio and tell everybody you're a star, and gives us a chance to not have to work very hard. And the question right now that we're asking, and I'm going to ask another question after I tell you what this question is. This question is, name a professional sport where players make a lot of money. The next two are pretty obvious. The last one, I think you'll really be surprised. All right. No, I'm not going to do that one about what would you do if a person sitting next to you on an airplane had BO. I'm going to pass on that question. Those are the type of questions I avoid. All right, here we go. This is one I looked at earlier, and I wasn't quite sure. But it's kind of fun, and it's kind of easy. Name something you find on a breakfast buffet. You know, you take the kids, and you go to a Little League baseball tournament, and you have to stay overnight. And what's on the buffet the next morning? This one has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 answers. So we got lots of time. All right, we've got another caller. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
How about golf?
Golf. You know, that was the one. I was talking about this earlier, Bob. I thought golf would be on there, but golf is not on there. Apparently, the people that played this game were not very smart. Oh, golf is huge, and they make lots of money. So, but not if they don't win. If I have a friend who made the tour, but because they have to pay for their own room and their own food and stuff like that.
Yeah, he made a living, but you know, they have to pay for all that, but then still, that should have been on there.
Yeah.
Should have been.
I'm sorry?
Tennis.
Tennis? I'm looking. I've lost my... Yes, tennis. Tennis is number 5. 7 people agreed with that one. Okay, Bob? Whoop, we lost him. Tennis is correct. 7 people said that. Now we have 2 more, one of which I doubt that you'll get. All right. Let me pull this down here, and we'll keep on going. Okay, now, the second question I brought up. Holy cow, the phone is going crazy. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs. Let's see here. Well, I'll give it to you. It doesn't say scrambled, but eggs is the number one answer. Of course it would be. Of course it has to be on breakfast buffet. All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Of course eggs have to be on a breakfast buffet. Name something you find on a breakfast buffet. That's the question we're going with right now. As well as we have 2 more answers to name a professional sports for where players make a lot of money. Okay, the phone is ringing off the hook right now. Hi, go ahead. You're
on
the air.
Soccer?
Soccer is number 4. And they also had 7 answers there. So that was not the hard one. I've got 1 left.
Okay.
Congratulations. Bye-bye. Yeah, soccer is on there. Of course soccer is. Now, if we lived in Europe, soccer would have been number 1, I would guess. Well, number 1 was football. So is football soccer? I don't know. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Toast.
Toast. Let's see here. You know what? That can't possibly be. It's not on there. It was not one of the things that people said was on a breakfast buffet. That can't be so. But that's what they say. So I got to give you a
negative one now.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Bye-bye. How can that be true? That can't be true. Toast has to be on there. But it's not. It is not. We got a lot of people that know these answers. We must have a very smart crowd today. Good morning. What's your answer?
Bacon.
I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Bacon.
Bacon. You got it. That's number 2, with number with 24 callers saying that was number, you know, that should be on there. So, very good. Number 2, you got a good call. Thanks a lot, Bob. Bye bye. Yeah, we got players galore today. I love it. I love it. It makes my job a lot easier. All I have to do is answer phones. Hi, if you got an answer, give it to me.
Bacon.
Oh, we got bacon. We just got bacon. So you missed us on the delay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Right.
Oh, we're having some fun. Everybody knew eggs and bacon had to be on there, right? But how in the world can toast not be on there? I don't know. I agree with it. Now, we do have name a professional sports where players make a lot of money, and we've decided it's not golf, which is absolutely incorrect. But that's what the people that do the Family Feud charts say is correct. Hang on, we're going to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Will hockey be your last sport?
I'm sorry?
Hockey? Will hockey be your last sport?
It should be. But it's not. You will never believe what the last sport is when I tell you. But hockey should be. They make a ton of money, too.
Yeah, well, you can put sausage on your breakfast bar.
Sausage on your breakfast. That's number three with 19 votes on that one. Very good.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Sausage is now a thing that you'll find on your breakfast bar, and we're down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things. And none of them are toast. How stupid is that? Oh, well, I shouldn't call them stupid. They gave me these questions free of charge. Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, on the breakfast, bagel, and on the sport, tennis.
No, tennis. We already had tennis, and that is on there. But what was the breakfast?
Bagel.
A bagel. No, and you know, that's just like toast. How can they miss toast and a bagel? That's got to be on there. Because the bagel's the first thing you see. When you... No, it doesn't have that either. Keep thinking, though. We'll get it.
Cereal.
Cereal is on there. You win. Cereal is the very last thing on there, though. That's kind of strange that cereal would be on there, but toast wouldn't. Oh, well. Very good.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're having a good time this morning. I almost knocked my coffee over, of course. Let me get a sip here. Hang on, okay? Don't call. Okay. We're good now. And I won't knock it over. I'm going to try not to knock it over. I'm going to have to find another question. This is kind of fun. I like this. We ought to do this more often. It makes my job a lot easier than trying to spend 3 hours the night before my show and figuring out what I'm going to talk about. This one took me, I don't know, well, it probably took me an hour to find it and then pull it all up, but nowhere near as long as what it usually takes me to get ready. Anyway, and I lost my little puppy this year, so she doesn't give me help. Any help at night anymore. So, all right. No, I can't ask that one. That one's a really nauseating question. Okay, here's one. It's going to be a little tougher, this one. Okay, we got a call. Let's go to the call, and then I'll give you the tougher question. If I can find the right button. Hi, you're on the air. What was that, Bob? Pancakes should be on there, but...
Pancakes, waffles.
No, neither one of those are on there. They should be.
No. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Yep. No, pancakes and waffles are not on there. There are a lot of things on those breakfast buffets, and they must have cut it off at 8 answers or something like that. But pancakes and waffles are not on there. Toast is not on there. Bagels are not on there. All 4 of which I would have put on there. All right. Okay. Whoops, I lost my question. Hang on. I'll find my question. It was a good one, too. But it's a little more difficult, especially for some of us who are a little on the older side. Oh, boy. Oh, here it is. Name Marvel's Avengers. Name Marvel's Avengers. Now, see, I don't know. I mean... I recognize all of them when I read them, but I didn't know which one was an Avenger and which one was a standalone guy or something, or standalone girl, because they're guys, girls, and critters on these new shows. Okay, let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about hash browns?
Hash browns is number four. You hit it.
Alrighty.
There are people that agree with you. Attaboy.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, hash browns is on there. Now, if they didn't have hash browns on there, I wouldn't go to that place. That's one of my favorite breakfast things. Hang on for another sip of coffee here. One of these days, I'm going to spit it all over myself while I'm doing that. Okay, we got another phone call. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Iron Man.
Okay, got right into the Marvel Avengers, and Iron Man is number two. Actually, Iron Man is tied with number one, so it is number one, but there's another one that got the same number. Iron Man got 22 votes. Very good.
Did you still need another sport?
Yeah, this one you're never going to get, but go ahead and tell me.
did anybody guess golf?
Yeah, somebody guessed golf. Oh. That's impossible to believe that they didn't mention golf, but they didn't. So I'm going to go back to my questions and send them a nasty note, because golf should be on there. All right. Thanks for calling in. You got one of them right.
Okay.
Have
bye.
A good day. All right. Yeah, we're having some fun. All right. Iron Man. Now, I don't even know who is Iron Man. I don't recognize the other ones. All the other ones on here I've seen, but I don't know who Iron Man is. He must be a big hulky type guy, you know, a big with lots of muscles, and I don't know. Okay, we're down to one answer on name of a professional sport where the players make a lot of money. Okay, I'm going to give you a hint here. It's got to be something over in the United Kingdom. And it's not soccer. We've already done soccer. All right. That's just a little hint. Hi, you're on the air. Can we help you? Hello? Did I hit the wrong? I hit the wrong button. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hey, you still need a sport?
Well, I sure do.
Fishing.
Ooh, that's a good one. I mean, that's almost as vague as the one that's really on there, but it is not.
I was looking for a vague one.
Yeah, vague is good, but no, think United Kingdom. Think Scotland, Ireland, that type of thing. Bars, that type of thing. Maybe that'll help. All right?
Okay.
Get back with me. All right. No, it wasn't. It wasn't any of the above. Anyway. Here's a call. Maybe this person, the hint I gave, was going to help. Hi, you're on the air.
The sport cricket and another Avenger, Spider-Man.
Okay, let me look about, see if I can find, and you're wrong on the sport, but that's a great answer. That really is. A lot of these answers are great, and I don't know how they missed them, but they did. Okay, who'd you say, Spider-Man?
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's on there. He's way down. That's kind of strange. He's tied for the bottom with three.
Oh,
votes.
My gosh. I thought he would have been up there.
I would have, too. But he's on there, so you're a winner. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Are we having fun yet? Yes, we are having fun. You're listening to On the Air. I'm Glenn Coble. We love to have you calling in on this Family Feud. When Scott told me that this was a fun game to play, I thought, we'll give it a shot. Never did I realize how much fun we have on this one. All right, let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you? Oh, did I hit the wrong button again? Yes. Hi, you're on the air. How can I help you?
How about darts?
You got it! Congratulations! Holy mackerel! I did give you a pretty good hint.
Yeah, if you hadn't gave us a hint, we wouldn't have got it.
Yeah, Sam Tavern didn't hurt any, I'm sure. Excellent! Well, we got that one out of the way. Darts got two votes. How in the world it got ahead of hockey and all those other sports?
Is English muffin on your breakfast, both
English thanks? Muffin. No, it is not.
No. Yeah. I like ham and English muffin.
I do too, and nor was toast. Same genre, but I don't know. Apparently, people aren't into carbs.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot. You got it. You're
Thanks,
a winner. Bye bye. All right. Yes, I didn't think. Well, if I hadn't given that hint, I don't think anybody would have gotten darts. Can you believe people make a lot of money at darts? I think they made that up. I'm going to check on these Family Feud people and see if they. But you know what they do is they get a group of people together and they just ask them and they grade them as they go down and. That's what they came up with. I can't imagine they couldn't get two votes for hockey, though. Or golf. Come on, those guys make big, big, big money. Okay. All right, the questions we're looking for now. Name Marvel's Avengers. And we've only gotten one answer on that so far. Let's go back to the phone.
Hey, you're on the air.
How about Captain America?
Captain America is tied with Iron Man for number one. You're an attaboy.
Okay.
All right.
Alrighty.
Very good. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
I love it. Now, I do know Captain America. I've seen a couple of his movies. I never have seen Iron Man. I'm going to have to look that up on YouTube or something and find out what he looks like. Okay, so we've got... Captain America, Iron Man, and Spider-Man. We have one, two, three, four, five more answers to that one. And on the morning breakfast buffet, we have eggs, bacon, sausage, potato, hash browns, and cereal. But we have three more left to go, and one of them is real obvious. And I've already given you a hint on that one. There's another hint for that one. All right. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 right here in Marion, Ohio. We're having a little bit of fun this morning. Let's go back to the phone lines. Lots of people calling in.
Hi, you're on the air.
Did you finish out the breakfast?
No, we haven't finished out breakfast. I was just waiting for that police car to go by.
Did anybody guess sausage?
Yes, sausage was guessed.
What about fruit?
Let's see.
Fruit.
I'm going to give you that one because we're going to go forever if we try to get somebody to say melon. But melon is fruit, right? So
yes,
we're
going
to give you that one. Atta girl.
Okay, and the Avenger Hulk. The Hulk.
Let's see if the Hulk is on there. The Hulk is on there, absolutely. He got 15 votes, all right?
How many more is left?
Okay, we only have three left on that question.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Keep thinking.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Now, I wish I could give away stuff. We used to give away stuff when you'd win that sort of thing. Well, I don't think we did it on Family Feud, but it'd be kind of fun to give away a grand prize for somebody who got the toughest question, like darts on making money in sports. Somebody call me and tell me how much money people make on darts. I don't know. Maybe it's a lot of money, but it's got to be a European thing. I don't think it is. Now, there might be a lot of people that make money when they bet on darts. Maybe that's the what they're talking about. You know, I'll bet you I beat you in a game of darts, that type of thing. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about juice and or coffee?
Well, that's not fair. You got both of the ones that were remaining. Excellent. Juice and coffee.
Now, yes, I'm quite bright today.
There you go. Well, you ought to go out and save the world today because you got your
a lottery ticket or get
yes.
Or get another shot to do that.
That would be a good idea. You've only gotten one?
No, I got them both.
Oh, okay. I don't think you need a third one.
That won't help my chances.
No, I don't think so. You've got your thinking cap on today, though, boy.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That's excellent. She thought that's pretty cool. She
answered both of the remaining two on name something you find in a breakfast buffet. Let me give you the answer to this, because they can't be right. I mean, they miss toast and muffins. Come on now. Eggs, bacon, sausage, potato, hash browns, juice, coffee, melon, and cereal. Now, all of those I agree to. But there are a lot more that are on there. Now, we've also found out that people make a lot of money when they play football, baseball, basketball, soccer, tennis, and darts. All right, let's go to the phone. I think we got another person trying to get in to be a winner. Hi, you're on the air.
Thor.
What was that?
Thor. T-H-O-R. Thor.
Yeah, I have to keep changing page on that question. Thor, he's on there. He's number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's number 5 with 15 votes for Thor. You got it.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And a girl. All right. Thor is on there. So now we're down. Oh, I'm going to have to come up with another question pretty soon. You guys are really smart today. But we might be able to finish off this before the end of the first hour is up. First 45 minutes is up. I don't know. I'm looking to see if I can find one that's really quite easy. Oh, my goodness. I've got one, and I'm going to ask this one, because the last answer on this is like one of those questions that I never thought people would figure out, darts. But this one, name a type of insurance. Now, the first two, if you don't get them, the first three, first four are absolutely easy. But the last one is tough. All right? All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Would Price Gordon be on there?
Price Gordon? No, I don't see that. Who is that? Tell me about who that is.
He's just a normal guy that turns into a fast runner, like he's a guy to help people out, you know.
Yeah, no, he's not on here. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, bye.
Bye-bye. No, he's not on. He's not on there. All right, we only have two left on that group, by the way. All right, let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Car insurance.
Car insurance, absolutely. Now I've lost that page. But that was absolutely on that, and you're a winner. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. All right. Car insurance. Now I got to find where that is. We were going so fast, I kind of lost my place. I'll find it. I may have to wait until till the next break is here to find it. But no, that's not it. Come on, Glenn, put your thinking cap on. We've had a lot of thinking caps on today. A lot of people really know what they're talking about. We have another phone call. I'm going to have to get back. All right. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
The Avenger Groot, Groot. He's a plant.
Oh, he really? That's kind of cool. I wish I had known
about
him.
He got killed off in one of the episodes, so now I started all over with a little tiny.
I love it. I'm going to write that down and look him up. It's called the Groot.
He's so cute. Groot. Groot.
Oh, the Groot.
Groot. He's a cute little thing. All he ever says is, "I am Groot."
I'm going to give you an extra attaboy for that one. It's not on the list, but I love it. I'm going to have to look that up, too. All right, thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have you ever heard of the Root? Oh, well. That's just fun. And you wonder, these guys that write these. Now, my eldest son writes sci-fi novels and that sort of thing. I'm going to have to ask him if he knows who Root is. I've never, ever heard of that. All right, we're having some good time. You're listening to WWGH here at 107.1 on the FM dial. I'm Glenn Coble, and we got about 6 minutes left, and we're asking questions. Now, I've really got to find that one question that I started, because I had a person give me a correct answer, and I'm trying to keep that in the back of my mind. Oh, boy.
I hate it when I can't find out what I'm doing. Oh, well, here's a good one. I'm going to ask you this one. We'll do it in the next 45 minutes, but this might be kind of fun to just fool about. Name something snowmen might have nightmares about. Something that snowmen might have nightmares about. And I did find the last question, and I marked off the type of insurance. Name a type of insurance. And we already got one answer. We're waiting for, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 others. And on the name something a snowman might have nightmares about, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And the very first thing I saw made me giggle. I'm sorry. And the last thing also made me giggle. We're just doing this for fun, right? All right, you're listening to WWGH, and we're here having fun with Family Feud on the air, which is the name of the program. I'm Glenn Coble. I'm having a good time. This is a lot easier than working. I don't even have to use my brain. Not that I use it very well, very efficiently anyway, but I try. Just don't ask my wife what she thinks about that. It's 10:56, and the clock is ticking down. We have less than 4 minutes left on this, and we got a couple of questions we're asking about. Let's see if we got... Yes, we have two more people left. I'm not sure if they're people, but we have two more answers left on name Marvel's Avengers. And then we've got name a type of insurance, which I really think, you know, that should be pretty easy. But it's not nearly as much fun as name something snowmen might have nightmares about. I love that question. All right, let's go to the phone and see if we got another answer here. Hi, you're on the air.
About snowman melting.
Yeah, you've got to be a little bit more precise. Why would a snowman melt?
Well, heat, of course.
Okay, I'll give you that. That's number one. The sun or the weather. Well, I'll give you that. That's number one.
Why else would you melt?
Well, there is another answer, and it's pretty funny, and it made me giggle when I saw it. So.
How about they throw hot water on it?
That's kind of an answer, but not quite right. You got to get that one completely right.
Have a good one.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, he actually hit it. But you can't just throw hot water on. You got to tell how that hot water gets there. And it's not really water. Okay, I've given you enough hints. You ought to be able to get that one pretty easily. We're down to the last 2 minutes. We'll take another answer or two between now and then we'll break for 15 minutes. We'll come back and we'll finish this off. Then in the next quarter hour, next 45 minutes, we're going to do Swap Shop. So if you've got some stuff to sell, you know how the deal goes. If you got stuff to sell, call in, say what it is, tell how much you want, or you can just leave it open if you want to. Leave your phone number, and we'll try and get some buyers for your products. Now, the only products we don't allow are things that require some sort of registration, like your house. We're not going to do real estate, and we're not going to do, cars, that type of thing. But we'd love to have you call. Okay, we've got one more caller. I think we can get this one in. Yeah, we can. No problem at all. Hi, you're on the air.
What about an El Nino?
El Nino for the snowman?
Yeah, because when the warm weather and stuff would come, and maybe it wouldn't even snow at all, and then he wouldn't even have gotten made in the first place.
You're way too smart for our group. I mean, the answer.
I never get told that.
The answer, sun or weather, has already been given, and I think that would cover it. So El Nino is a great answer, but I'm going to have to say nope.
Okay.
Keep on thinking, though, but think a little bit less precise.
right. Great answer, El Nino. If I were a snowman, I'd be afraid of an El Nino, especially if I lived in California. My son that lives in California always is complaining about El Nino does this and El Nino does that. But anyway, we're down to the last 15 seconds. So come on back after we break here for 15 minutes, and we'll continue on with the Family Feud.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. For guests like the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.
You've had so many interesting people on here. I'm always amazed at who you have.
Well, you have been such a pal, and I know you don't do much media anymore, but you were always so kind to me, and I want to take the... I always thank you when we're done, but I want to thank you on the air for 10 years of being so kind to me.
Well, I've enjoyed every minute of it, Scott. You know, I always say you're the best interviewer I ever had that I do an interview with. I really like to do them.
Well, and may it continue. We're not going to stop at 10 years. We're going to go on into the next years. What do you make of his opponent?
Now, you're trying to get me in trouble. You are. You're trying to get me in trouble. You're baiting me.
No. We can move around that question. We can move around that. You have always been that nice to me. And, boy, I'll never be able to repay it. It's just been wonderful.
Well, I tell you, you've been nice to me, too, I'll tell you. As I said, you're my favorite interviewer.
Well, that is
so. And I've had a lot of people interview me. In fact, you know, there's some pretty famous ones there too. So,
well, I hold that high, and it is true.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. Go to the website for archived shows dating back to the beginning of 2016. Also listen to us on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Thanks for listening. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage, crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050. Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website williamsgrasscutters.com. Facebook page at Williams Grass Cutters. Email w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Adam the Computer Guy is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, providing on-site and remote-based technical support, computer troubleshooting, and network setup for homes and businesses. Website pctech.biz or adamthecomputerguy.com. Telephone number 740-531-2326. Also available, mobile notary services anywhere in Mid or Central Ohio.
We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marian Moments. Mary Ellen Withrow was the 40th Treasurer of the United States from March 1, 1994 to January 20, 2001 under President Bill Clinton. She was also Treasurer when the $5, $10, $20, $50, and $100 notes were redesigned in the 1990s. A native of Marion County, Withrow served as the treasurer of her home state of Ohio, a position to which she was elected in 1982, 1986, and 1990. Before that, she was elected treasurer of her native Marion County in 1976 and 1980. This makes her the only person to have held the post of treasurer at all three levels of government, local, state, and national.
I'm the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and you're listening to WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. It's time to make the donuts.
This is Scott Spears looking down on the beautiful city of Marion from the WWGH News Chopper. If you would like to ever submit a news tip or an event to the WWGH News Department, email Scott at WWGH1071.com and watch out for the chopper. And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hey, Ted, what's the best part about being so well-known?
Well, meeting all kinds of new people, you know, taking pictures and signing autographs.
That's great. What's the worst part?
That after selling a half million autographs, I've got the worst case of carpal tunnel syndrome since John Hancock.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Tune in to WWGH 107.1 FM on Wednesday at 12:15 p.m. for A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble and the station's presidential expert, Dr. Ronald Fineman. We'll be talking about politics in a civil way. And if you don't like us, you can always turn us off.
Hello, neighbors. This is pastor and Bible teacher Craig Heilman, inviting you to join me this Sunday and every Sunday from 11:10 a.m. to 12 noon for Study His Word Radio. And that's exactly what we do. We'll take a few moments, open up God's Word, and study it. We'll also spend some time talking about current events that relate to the church. We'll have some interviews with local people of faith. We'll answer your Bible questions. And we'll take your comments about our study. So please, join me this Sunday, every Sunday, at 11:10 a.m., right here on WWGH 107.1.
Dinosaur Island is back at the Columbus Zoo with more roar than ever. Take an epic journey to see more than 30 all-new life-size dinos that move, breathe, and, you guessed it, plan your rip-roaring adventure back in time at columbuszoo.org.
It's now time for WWGH News. News about people, places, and plans. Brought to you live from the WWGH Newsroom.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. The Marion County Park Board will conduct its regular monthly meeting on Thursday, June the 17th at 5:30 p.m. at the Outdoor Pavilion at the Tallgrass Trail Nature Center. This meeting is open to the public.
The Richland Road Church of Christ is having its monthly free food giveaway this Saturday, June 19th at 9 a.m. Recently, 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, appeared on WWGH Radio and gave her thoughts on Auditor Robert Landon and all the issues that have been surrounding his office.
Another question, Mary Ellen, on the local level, just because we talked about it a little bit last time we were together, but it's turned into a big ongoing issue in city politics. The city auditor, and of course you know about dealing with money, without going too deep into it, Robert Landon had made a mispayment to the IRS, or made a mispayment to the state that should have gone to the IRS of $1.28 million, and it's all kind of been ironed out money-wise, but City Council has now a committee that's investigating this situation that does have subpoena power. What do you make of this continuing drama here in the city?
Well, I think it's necessary to look into it further because, my goodness, that's a very strange thing to happen